We spoke about the problems of teacher retention a few moments ago, and it makes you wish more teachers could find joy in their jobs. We thought about why may a high school teacher, the founder of a hands-on student agriculture and aquaculture program, about the ways he has kept his job alive over a long career. His name is Greg Harding, and he clearly loves his work.
We started the program about 4 years ago. 2 years were just kind of cleanup and getting irrigation in, and we had a lot of the seed companies. They'd help us out, you know, like doing the major kind of cleaning with their backhoe and stuff like that. And then we just have a farm. It's like 3 acres. We have aquaponics. And what we do with the produce is we sell it to the teachers. And so we put out a weekly email saying what's available and the prices, you know, and mm-hmm. what we have. And we've got chicken eggs. We've got about 40 chickens, 100 banana trees. And
wow.
It's a full ecosystem now where it used to be just a field of weeds.
How many students involved in it over the years?
About 120. Every year I get about 120 kids.
Wow. Uh-huh. You know, it amazes, when you hear about something, it makes so much sense. When you hear about something like this, you wonder why everybody doesn't do it.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, you can grow your own food. It's like giving yourself your own paycheck, you know, because you don't have to go out and buy it.
Yeah. It's good food, too. Are you able to offer good prices to the teachers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The best bananas you ever did have are $1 a pound, you know, so, you know, I undercut the stores, and it's just fresh. It's fresh produce, and the teachers just love it.
Did you run into, obstacles getting this off the ground? I mean, bureaucratic obstacles or technical obstacles?
No, none at all. My principal's real supportive, and... you know, and the teachers, they just love getting the fresh produce, and they I have a student that's in charge of, you know, it's student run.
You know,
students, they get the orders, they get them ready, and then the teachers, they pay at the end of the month, so we just give them a bill, and so there's a little bit of marketing going on with the kids, and
mm-hmm.
They seem to really enjoy it.
Sounds as if there are a lot of practical, not just in ag or aquaculture,
mm-hmm.
but there's just a lot of practical skills even surrounding those activities.
Right, right, and teaching them sustainability
mm-hmm.
Through it all, because we use the chicken manure to put into our grow beds, and they just teaches them how to grow food. You know, and if they don't want to be a farmer someday, that's fine, but at least they'll know how to grow food.
I think I can hear one of your chickens in the background. It's a nice sort of counterpoint.
Yeah, you're going to hear about a bunch of students come walking in my room here pretty soon.
Well, what's their attitude toward all this? Have they been pretty responsive since the beginning?
Oh yeah, and you know, you get the kids who work real hard, and then of course, you know, you're going to have some that don't really want to do much, but there's a lot of jobs they can do, you know. If they're in charge of feeding the chickens, they're in charge of feeding the fish, you know, and maintaining, you know, kind of like their kuleana, you know, like they've got their jobs and they
mm-hmm.
know what to do.
Mm-hmm. I would think that having a sense of ownership of what they're doing
mm-hmm.
Would be a big part of it, that in a way for you as a teacher, you're sort of a guide once they get some of their own energy involved in this.
Right, right. And it's really fun to see, Chris, because, you know, you see kids that I don't even have to ask them to do anything. They see something going on, like a broken pipe or whatever, and they're on it and they're going to go fix it, you know?
Well, that flies against a lot of perceptions that people have of, you know, these kids today, right? It's pretty
yeah.
encouraging for you, I would think, just to...
Well, it is. You know, and I have a real good rapport with the students, and even my own kids went here, and so I've been here for 25 years, and I taught a lot of their parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a helpful continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, if you were to, you know, if somebody were to call us and say, you know, what would it take to get it? This going at my kid's school or at my school, you know.
Well, they just need like some land. You got to have land, and you have to have, you know. And every school has a lawn. You know, like the other day, our next door neighbor's school. It's a junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And like I took my tractor over there and I tilled up a piece of land for the teacher who wanted to do that. And so basically it's finding someone with machinery just to get you started. And then once that's tilled up and you got irrigation, you're ready to go, ready to grow.
Did you have a lot of specialized knowledge of farming going in?
No, not really, none at all. I haven't ever taken a class or anything, but I always had a garden, always had a home garden, and so I just brought my knowledge of that to here. And plus, we do a lot of searches on YouTube on, like, on the best way to grow tomatoes or the best way to grow cucumbers or whatever, and so, you know, I always have, like, a little lesson on growing before before this class starts.
Do you meet for things like that? Do you meet in a classroom setting before you
mm-hmm.
go out in the garden?
Yes.
So the students are attuned to the whole idea that there's some education needed to be able to be effective out there.
Right.
When you're doing your tilling.
Yeah, and I have they keep a journal of what they're growing and how much they grew, because with my classes they're called crop production, and so you're graded on the amount of crops you produce.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like life, right?
Yeah. Well, good. You know, and I do tours. Kids will come up here, groups of people, senior citizens, you know, they'll come up and they'll get a tour of the garden, and we have second graders come up and they do a big field trip here, and kindergartners, and so it's the word's out there, and the teachers and the community are really in supportive.
Greg Harding is the founder of Waimea High School's Agriculture and Aquaculture program. Kauai Perspectives on Community Health is offering a hands-on visit to the farm on Thursday, October 26th from 9 a.m. to noon. You can find out more about it on our Facebook page, The Conversation.